All right, here we go. 4 o'clock hour. That's Georgie. Should we debut the 5 o'clock hour song today, Solana?
Yeah, I'm down. Seems like it would be a good day to do it.
Right. I haven't heard it. I can't wait.
All right, we'll do it at 5 o'clock. We'll play the 5 o'clock hour theme song from Georgie. You can hear his music and follow him on social media at Georgie Music, JORGMUZIK. We normally do the stock market report here, sponsored by Anajar and Levine, accident attorneys. Call 1-800-747-FREE, 1-800-747-3733. Markets are closed today for the Good Friday holiday, so we will reconvene on Monday with the stock market report. Reminder, the Eagles are coming to Hard Rock Live in May. We've been giving away a pair of tickets every day this week. Your final chance is this afternoon at 4:40. That's just 37 minutes from now. Your final chance to win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles at Hard Rock Live. You can purchase tickets at casino.hardrock.com or Ticketmaster, but you can win them in about 37 minutes right here on WQAM. All right.
I checked out this Mr. Mom during the break. And didn't look too good.
What? Just a classic movie. Michael Keaton and Terry Garr? Are you kidding me?
I saw some clips of that. Yeah, that's kind of terrible, Hawk.
Oh, Mr. Mom. What a banger from the 80s. Oh,
Michael Keaton.
Going to do it all 220, 221, whatever it takes. Come on.
I don't know if they clipped it right, but it doesn't look good.
Legendary. Martin Mull? The late Martin Mull?
That's just... Not a big Michael Keaton fan. I won't lie to you.
Really? You love Beetlejuice?
Yeah, I like Beetlejuice for Beetlejuice. He was
an ancillary. He's Beetlejuice.
But the whole concept of Beetlejuice.
Batman?
He was the worst Batman in the history of Batman.
What?
Michael Keaton Batman?
Was worse than George Clooney?
Yeah, way worse.
Oh, you've never seen Batman then.
I have seen Batman. I've seen all the
you
Batman.
You never saw the Michael Keaton version of Batman.
Best one was, was the most recent. That's the ones that, you know, matured well. Batman matured well.
Man, you are wrong on Michael Keaton. What else has he been in?
Not many good movies.
You joking? He's one of the greatest American actors of all time.
Oh, Hawk. Michael Keaton?
You just don't know who Michael Keaton is.
I'm looking at Michael Keaton. I know exactly who Michael Keaton
Batman,
is.
Batman, Beetlejuice, The Founder. He was excellent in The Founder. Is Ray Kroc the founder of McDonald's? Birdman. We were speaking of Birdman in the last hour.
Birdman was the dumbest movie in the history of time.
That was a weird, dumb movie, wasn't it? Everyone's telling you, you've got to see Birdman. You've got to see Birdman. And I see it, and I'm like, what am I missing here?
I watched it on a plane, and I wanted, like you said, I wanted to jump out. Open the door.
Terrible.
Let me just get out this plane.
See what else. Oh, Night Shift with Henry Winkler. You ever seen Night Shift?
No.
Oh, Henry Winkler, Shelley Long, Michael Keaton.
Straight to video.
Gung Ho.
No.
Tell me you never saw Gung Ho.
You're reaching. Gung Ho.
I'm not reaching. With Michael Keaton and Getty Watanabe?
Yeah, Getty Watanabe. That was a great one.
Man, now you're getting me angry.
Michael Keaton's not a good actor.
15 minutes of what?
Michael Keaton. I'm looking at it now. None of these movies are good.
I can't. I don't even know what to tell you. I can't. I can't even have this conversation. I got to find new partners. 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. By the way, before we get to the Simone Fontecchio interview that Solana did, did you see James Harden has officially clinched his 17th straight playoff appearance?
Wow.
James can play.
Fourth longest streak of all time. One other note. Spurs have won 11 in a row. And I think they did it without Wemby last night. They beat Coach Larrañaga's Clippers. I think there was no Wemby. Spurs, man.
Listen.
You tell me who's beating them in a seven-game series?
OKC just beat the heck out of the Lakers.
Yeah. Luka.
Luka, though.
Consider him done for MVP. Like, that was literally SGA saying, oh, that's cute. Nice little MVP push you're making here.
But wasn't he hurt, though?
I mean,
I saw that he went for an MRI.
He played 26 minutes. They were down.
Oh, he did?
They were down 23 at the end of the first quarter, 28 or 30 at the end of the of half. They were down 43 or 44 at the end of the third quarter. Like, it was just crickets after the end of the first quarter. That was pure dominance from OKC.
And J.J. Redick was getting criticized because Luka was limping around at the end of half. Late in the second quarter, Luka's already limping around. They put him back in the third quarter. Then he couldn't even walk on his right leg. He pulled his hamstring so bad.
Yeah, J.J. Redick is one of these old school guys that, you know, rub some dirt on it and play through the pain. Like, he's so not like – like, I was thinking about this. So Norman Powell is out with an upper respiratory illness. Is that what it is, Solana?
Yes, sir.
But this is going to be his fourth game missed with that?
Yep.
And he was at practice today.
He did practice today, but he said he is just kind of ramping back up. He's not ready to play through, you know.
I just it's like a testament to the NBA and load management and the way that if you're not 112%, the coaching staff and the training staff say, yeah, just, you know, don't play. Like, to miss four games with an upper respiratory illness. Now, if it's pneumonia, it's one thing, you know. But I don't know. It struck me as weird that he's there at practice today, but he's like, yeah, I'm not playing tomorrow, though.
He has a bunch of money in the Heat of the top-notch organization. They don't have DaQuil.
Nah, I mean, I think there's some more context to this, Solana. I do think there's some more context. One, the Heat play the fastest pace in the NBA. You've got to have your lungs with you. Like, I'm not kidding. That's important because if not, then what are you doing out there? If he's wheezing, you know, just trying to get through a practice, then he's clearly not ready to go out.
But was he wheezing trying to get through a practice?
I'm not saying he was. I don't know. I didn't watch him practice today. But I heard him talk right after practice, and he said he's feeling much better, but you can tell he's still congested.
Congested? I've been congested my whole life. You hear my phlegm. So, like, what are you talking about? His lungs didn't collapse. He has a upper respiratory
inflammation.
Go play basketball.
I'm not questioning his tolerance and his illness. I'm not questioning any of that. I'm just telling you, when I was growing up and Mr. Mom was popular and Gung Ho and all the other good Michael Keaton movies from the 80s, Michael Jordan was playing with the flu. I'm just telling you, it was a different time. So that's all I'm telling you. And don't tell me that he had food poisoning. If he was playing with food poisoning, he was playing with food poisoning. I'm just telling you, Norman Powell and the rest of these NBA players right now wouldn't have played, wouldn't have had Scottie Pippen carrying them to the bench during a timeout. It was a different era.
The biggest and most phony lie in the history of sports is the Michael Jordan flu game. We know this. He had some he had some bad pizza. There were some old mushrooms on the pizza he ate.
But even if he played with food poisoning, I'm telling you, no one would do that in today's era.
No, he would. They'd be in the hospital in a bubble.
They do it all the time.
I mean, they'd have him on a 20-game DL.
You remember when Byron Leftwich had his offensive line carry him down the field on the final drive with a broken ankle? Now my upper respiratory is a little sore. DaQuil, get out there and play basketball.
Ridiculous. I mean, these guys.
It's not ridiculous.
These guys.
It's not ridiculous. Listen, you come from a soft generation. I don't.
Okay. Right. Yeah. No, that's what it is. That's what it is. To suggest that these athletes aren't out there battling through injury, playing through illnesses. I mean, Joel Embiid, who isn't exactly the shining beacon I want to go to right now in this
argument.
Are you
joking? The guy's missed four games than he's played in his NBA career.
He's been sick as a dog for the past 2 weeks, and he's still out there hooping because he's got to be out there for his teammates. Right. To suggest guys aren't out there playing through injury.
You did not just use
Joel
Embiid as your ambassador for playing through pain.
Joel Embiid, I mean, this guy was out there for the past 2 weeks. He's been sick. He confirmed it on Twitter, and he's still playing. He's playing through illness. Even Joel Embiid is out there.
What does been sick mean? What grown man sick for 2 weeks?
Well, that's because you don't believe in getting sick, but like people get sick.
You know what? I don't want to be sick.
I did this show with COVID.
If you're going to compare us doing a radio show to Norman Powell playing on the fastest paced team in the NBA having to get up and down the floor without doing any physical activity and probably hasn't left his bed in 5 days. And just is going to go out there today because...
Was it practice today?
I'm at practice. Oh, I'm ready to play. No, you have to make sure your body is at the right space to go compete at the highest level. To go run 8 miles in a quarter.
I played every snap for years with the Dolphins. I had IBS the whole time. IBS the whole time.
You're a softer generation, Solana. Right. You understand that better because that's your generation. My generation?
Play.
We didn't have peanut allergies at school in my generation.
We weren't allowed to be allergic to peanuts when we were kids.
We didn't even have EpiPens. Listen, if you died eating a peanut, you died eating a peanut. They put you in a closet till your parents got there. There was no cell phone. They couldn't even tell you.
Survival of the fittest.
I mean, listen, it was just a different era.
If my generation isn't peeing their pants to remain on the field, then I'm okay with that. I'm cool
with
that. That's
fine. We'll go use your generation carries your EpiPens and your inhalers. Yeah, and my generation, you know what we brought to school? Candy cigarettes. Mm-hmm. We brought candy cigarettes to school.
To get ready to be a grown-up.
To get ready to be a grown-up and actually smoke a cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Marlboro Red, unfiltered.
So is that what you want Norman Powell to do?
You know what they give kids? They give kids my first EpiPen. It's a toy. My first EpiPen. You get to learn how to use your EpiPen.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the problem. Your generation, you guys during halftime were drinking a Budweiser and throwing down two heaters before you get back out in the game.
That's right.
And then the basketball was so bad, but Larry Bird's putting up 30 points. Well, yeah, because he's playing five guys named Norm who wouldn't crack it in today's NBA. Yeah.
Larry Bird was only playing against Magic Johnson.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
All. A guy named Henry or Magic Johnson.
You're telling me the Showtime Lakers or the Celtics back then and all them guys couldn't compete with this day and age? The Pistons, the kick-ass Pistons? Bro, they would beat the hell out of these little kids that get primer team missed. At halftime.
Bro, the 12th man on any current NBA roster would be torching those teams. Torching. They've got more of a bag now than any of those guys did back then. It's not even up for debate.
A bag? I mean,
it is up for debate because you're insane.
It's not
talking about skill or money because they have more money, but they don't have more.
They don't have more skill now?
Then Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan, those got the 12th man on the – what's your boy's name? They're more skillful than Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird.
The average NBA player today at the end of the bench
Solana,
has more
it.
Skill
Solana,
than
did you hit
than,
did you
than,
hit the EpiPen
than any
did
any of the guys EpiPen? Than
did
any of the guys coming off the bench in the NBA from 1950
did you fall off
to
another
1990.
Ladder?
It's not
you
even
fell off another
it's
ladder.
Not enough for debate. I'm not saying that the 12th man is better than Michael Jordan. Hear what I'm saying. The average NBA player today at the end of the bench was 10,000 times better than the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th guy who was playing in the NBA up until the mid-90s.
B.J. Armstrong would run circles around what's the Nikola Jovic.
Oh,
run circles around him.
Couldn't even see B.J.
A 6'10 forward with speed who can dribble the basketball and shoot the basketball. I mean, that guy would have been the highest paid player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Highest
paid
player.
That's why he plays so much now.
Yeah. Myron Gardner. Can you imagine Myron Gardner going head-to-head against Dennis Johnson in the 80s Celtics? I mean, get out of here with that.
Slammed him in the fourth row.
Bam Adebayo could crawl faster than Larry Bird could sprint.
Bam is not a bench player, first of all. Mm-mm. But Larry Bird is 50,000 times the basketball player Bam Adebayo is.
Really? Because how many points did Larry Bird score in a game?
50,000 times.
You're talking about the guy who scored 83 points in a game? Is that what you're talking about?
How many championships did Bam lead his team to?
If Bam would have played in the 80s, argument, talking about
there's an argument for Bird versus Adebayo?
Did I make the argument for Bird versus Adebayo?
You just did.
I said Bam could crawl faster than Larry Bird could sprint. Because physically, Bam Adebayo and every player in the NBA today is physically on another level than anybody was other than Michael Jordan in the 70s and
80s. Listen, my generation's to blame for allowing this to happen.
You stopped spanking them.
That's right. We would go at halftime of the game where you're watching Ricky Sobers go head-to-head against Larry Bird. I'd get to Chicago Stadium. I'd go to a filthy, foul public restroom, and then to wash my hands, it's a towel that's been used by 5,000 people before me, and I'm just rotated, pulling it down a little bit further. And that's, guess what I'm doing? I might even wipe my face with it. Solana. And then your weak-ass generation comes in here with your handy wipes. They're going to school with their own handy wipes. They don't even, I can't even use one-ply toilet paper. Not even two-ply toilet paper. They got to use moisturized toilet paper now. They're the softest generation. Unbelievable what happened. Our fault. I'm taking the blame for it. But we're the ones who allowed this to happen.
Air blades.
Ridiculous.
That's your 15 minutes of heat.
Ridiculous.
Can we watch your Simone Fontecchio interview?
Yeah. I think we should watch it.
All right. This is today. So is this the entire thing?
No, this is just me talking about Italy getting out.
So Solana was talking to Simone Fontecchio at Shootaround today, and he asked him about Italy not making the World Cup again.
Yeah. I have a feeling you guys are going to be sick of me after the first two words here, but we'll go through this.
The Azzurri, right? The Azzurri. Tough loss. So for another World Cup, your Italian national team won't be there. How tough is that? It was a tough way to go out.
No, it's definitely tough. Definitely disappointment, you know, for the whole country. But, you know, I don't want to say it was expected, but the way things have been going for the last 15, whatever years, that's the reality of the fact. So, you know, I feel bad for the guys because they actually tried, but, you know, it's nothing you can say, nothing you can do about it. So,
We talked before. I told you I'm from Uruguay, and I'm sorry because it feels like ever since Suarez bit Chiellini in Brazil, the Italian World Cup dream has kind of gone in the wrong direction, so I apologize for that.
No, it's definitely been, as I said, disappointing the last, the last two appearances we did. We only played three games and we got kicked out from the group stage. So, you know, as I said, there's not much we can do. We just try to renew everything we can renew and start from scratch once again.
Was the family a little heartbroken in Italy? I imagine it was a national nightmare, kind of reliving it again.
No, definitely people is, I don't want to say he's used to it by now, but obviously there was some discouragement all over the country. But as I said, you know, you got to move on.
Objection. Badgering the witness. You just
I mean, give me something, Simone. That's not just, it's tough. I mean, give me something, man. Crush somebody.
You think you could score a bucket off him?
Simone?
Yeah.
Nah, no chance.
But you do think you could score a bucket off John Crotty?
Well, yeah, probably could.
Because I'm watching you next to Simone Fontecchio, and he's jacked, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's jacked. But I know you have a false belief in your own skills.
No, not on Simone. No joke. Simone Fontecchio is in unbelievable shape, and he's 6'10". His wingspan is 7 feet. Like, no shot. But Simone would have been 20-15 guy in 1970, no doubt.
Could you score on anybody on the roster?
Right now on the Heat? Other than Kalel Ware in a pick-and-roll situation, I don't think so.
right, let's get the headlines here with Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your Pricito at Doral Kia. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
Or Terry Rozier, if he bet on me.
Under.
Have you guys seen this, since we're talking about the NBA, have you guys seen LeBron, the video of him ripping Memphis, basically saying he's on the golf course, and he's just kind of shooting the bleep, and he's like, why are we still out here? I have to be at this brutal Hyatt. You guys should be in Nashville by now. And then there's been so many NBA players, videos of NBA players just crushing the city of Memphis, talking about the one hotel across the stadium that's garbage, apparently. Do you think this could actually move the NBA?
Yes.
Into thinking
this
about
moving
it? This
is becoming a talking point. Yeah. It's like it's snowballing. You've got active players, LeBron, by the way, who carries some weight, saying it flat out. Get out of Memphis, get to Nashville. Nashville, players want to play in Nashville. Nashville's a party city. Nobody wants to go to Memphis. I've never been, so I can't speak from experience, but it's not the first time I've heard that.
I was just there because the big St. Jude is in the first St. Jude, the big campus is in Memphis. And we had to go to Memphis to do Penny Hardaway because he coaches at Memphis and all. My cachet is nothing, but there is nothing to do in Memphis and nothing at all. Like no restaurant. I'm not even talking about partying. Like, hey, what do you want to eat?
Graceland. That's it.
Who wants to go to Graceland? It's a tough city to swallow. It's a tough pill to be in Memphis for a couple of days.
Well, especially to be in the same state as Nashville, which everyone wants to go to.
Yeah, Nashville's fun. Memphis has like Beale Street or something.
Marlins lost. 8-2 is the final.
All right. Could still win the series.
Yeah. Not a great outing by Jury.
Yeah, the tough one. I text in Gatlinburg. I don't know why people like Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg is great for one day.
I told you guys. I went to Gatlinburg for that the bachelor party last year, and it's
the sausage
like
fest.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, like 14 dudes in a cabin, but it's basically just like Woods, Orlando. You know, like it's the same thing. That one strip in Orlando, I forget what street that is.
We went on a road trip. I told you, DJ was like, you know, 10 years old or whatever. And so there was beef jerky in every store. And there's, you know, mold your hand kiosk. And, you know, Gatlinburg was great. It was great for a day or two with a young kid.
I went in high school with a teammate, Daniel Bettis. And his whole family, so the Bettis family and young Crowder, go to Gatlinburg. We were there for like 5 days.
Too much.
I was miserable.
No good. No good.
Hey, you want to get on the little air ride again? I'm like, he's been on the damn air ride. But we kept keep going on the air ride.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Called a monorail. What's that little air ride called with the little buckets?
A little like the tram?
No, the little thing that goes from like pole to pole and you like ride a circle. Yeah. It's one around the Dolphin Stadium.
Yeah.
Not a tram, is it?
Like a
It's like a cable car, isn't it?
Cable car.
Cable car?
Yeah, it's a cable car.
I don't
Although
know.
Although cable
that.
Car might be like a trolley.
That's an old book. Lucy in the cable car.
No, man.
Cable car. I think cable car is what they have in San Francisco. Aren't those cable cars? No. Look at that. Yeah, there's two. This is considered a cable car, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what you ride 100 times in Gatlinburg.
Yep.
But this is also considered a cable car.
No, that's a cable train. Yes.
Literally a cable car.
I don't think so.
No such thing as a cable train.
Hawk, I don't know about you, but that doesn't look like a car to me. That looks like a train to me.
Oh yeah, and the thing hanging off the off the wire up in the air looks like a car to you.
It looks a lot more like a car than the train, than the actual train.
I know. I like smart people. Johnny Williams, y'all know Johnny, my attorney. Yeah. Called a gondola.
A gondola. Yeah, good call.
Good cable point. Car.
But there's also a gondola that goes in the water.
Right. That's not a gondola. The gondola is the one that you do in what's that city in Italy.
You're the Italian expert.
I've never been to Italy, so I've been on a gondola.
Right, but you've done it at Caesar's Palace, right?
You've done it at the Venetian.
The Venetian. Well, I'm not the Vegas expert.
He's an Italian expert.
Oof, rough segment for me, man.
Cable train.
All right.
What's that famous? It's a famous book. Something in the cable car.
Thomas the Tank Engine.
I'm not fooling with you.
Did you guys see the video of Tiger Woods tell the cop? Oh, sorry. I was just on the phone with the president.
It is so great. Did you see that, Crowder?
Yeah.
They go. He like walks away from the crash site. And then you hear the cop on his camera. He's like, Mr. Woods, we need you down here. You got to stay down here. And he comes waltzing back down. He's like putting his phone in. Okay, yeah, I'll talk to you in a bit. And he puts his phone in his pocket. And he goes, I was talking to the president.
I saw that.
Now, do you think he was actually talking to the president? He absolutely could. We know Trump takes phone calls from anybody who has his number. He doesn't mind talking. Tiger Woods is dating Trump's
son's ex-wife.
They've always had a good relationship. Or do you think that was a put on to try to get the cops to realize that, yes, I know I'm Tiger Woods, but you also know I'm that important?
Yes, that was a lie. Let me
You don't think he was actually just talking to him?
No, he wasn't on the phone. There was nobody. It probably rung when he was talking, and then he had to put it down real fast. He was not on the phone with the president.
I wish he wasn't. I knew it. I wish he wasn't, because you would hope the president would be in a situation where, like, hey, if Tiger needs to contact me, we'll set something up. I really think he called the president. And I think he may have called him.
The question is, did he get through? Was he actually done talking to him? I was just talking to the president, is what he said. Did he actually have a conversation with him?
Yeah.
Or did he try to get through, couldn't get through, but still drop the line on the cop? Oh, I was just talking to the president.
Line drop.
Nah, I think he was chatting with Trump, man. I think
it's possible. I really think it's definitely possible.
Yeah, I really think
it's possible. But I've done it. I get pulled over when I was going in Ronnie's Porsche. I told y'all the story. As soon as it came up, I said every name of the Dolphins I knew.
Yep.
Why are you going so fast? I'm going to see Don Shula and Nick Saban. They're waiting for me. Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, and Wayne Huizenga there as well. I just started yelling names out that I knew. Dude told me to slow the hell down and gave my ID back.
You didn't flip your car over, though.
No. I was flying down 95, though.
All right, your weather in South Florida, it is 82 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into the mid-70s. That weather report is brought to you by our good friends at Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You're not going to learn anything about sports on this show. I'm sorry. You're not. But I know McDonald's. Oh, little Eagles here, which means it's exactly 4:40. How about that?
Hey.
Give away our final pair of Eagles tickets here. Eagles are coming to Hard Rock Live in May. And if you don't win them here on your final chance, you can purchase tickets at casino.hardrock.com or Ticketmaster. But if your caller number...
15.
Caller number 15, you will get a pair of Eagles tickets courtesy of us. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 15 will get the tickets. We get to even watch Solana answer the phones here on the video stream. Very exciting.
A lot of forehead.
What kind of jacket is that, Solana? Can you hear it? What kind of jacket is that?
That's the Miami Open jacket. I got it at the Miami Open. Uh-huh.
You bought a jacket at the Miami Open? That had to be $175.
Yeah, I was a little drunk, so I just made a bad decision.
That is easy. How much was it? It had to be $175.
Yeah, it was probably like $200. Probably like $180, $175, yeah. Yeah, but it's fire. It's Lacoste. Let me see if I can get you a Lacoste. It's got the little green.
It's actually.
Yeah, and then the back is sweet, too.
Yeah, that's a nice jacket. Not worth $614 plus tax, but
crazy though. Yeah, you go to a tennis tourney and all of a sudden you walk out of there with like $300 in clothes because he could bought that hat as well. Had to be $40.
Yep, $45.
Yeah.
Oh, when we go with the kids, I'm 500 in.
Well, kids though are one thing. You're buying kids stuff. He's living the high on the hog.
What caller? What number was I on? Do you guys remember?
I don't remember, right. But we're looking for 15.
I saw you pick up 3.
Mark Light Shake has announced what their opponent's shake is for this weekend. The Hurricanes in college baseball are hosting Virginia. Virginia Tech, the Hokies.
Turkey.
The opponent shake is the Virginia Blackberry Pie Shake. Vanilla, blackberries, pie crust, and blueberry pie filling.
Oh, I can fool with that.
So I had texted to Lee Sterling because he always goes to Hurricanes baseball games. He's got season tickets. And he says, very excited, Huckleberry and Blackberry are my two all-time favorites. He said, have you ever had a Huckleberry pie or a Huckleberry milkshake? I didn't know Huckleberry existed.
Some kid's name back in the day? Right? Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn, you're right. Did you know there were Huckleberries?
I did. I'm from the, I'm a country dude. I knew that. I knew Huckleberry was a real thing.
Huh. Have you ever had Huckleberry pie?
I've had pie. I've had actual Huckleberries.
Yeah, Lee Sterling loves Huckleberries. He loves blackberries as well, he said, and blueberries. Lori eats blueberries all day long. She's got blueberries just out. So if she's walking in the kitchen, she's got a big tub of blueberries, and she just pops a few in her mouth, keeps her satisfied during the day and a healthy, I think they're antioxidants, blueberries.
Yeah, they are. Put them in shakes a lot. When I get into my little, protein shake mold, you get blueberries.
So Lee Sterling says, Huckleberries in northern Utah, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, and Wyoming, in the summer, there's milkshake stands all over the place, and they offer Huckleberry milkshakes.
I had them in Georgia. So
I've never had Huckleberry before. The opponent shake, Solana, at Mark Light this weekend for Virginia, for VaTech, is Virginia Blackberry Pie. A Virginia Blackberry Pie Shake.
I love a blackberry vanilla pie.
Vanilla, blackberries, pie crust, and blackberry pie filling.
That sounds delicious.
I can get with this one, Solana. Yeah.
You guys talking about blueberries?
Lori loves blueberries, I was just mentioning.
Yeah, I eat blueberries just out of the box. Kind of like how you eat popcorn. Just boom.
I was telling Crowder that she keeps a little tray of blueberries in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And so when she's walking through the kitchen, she's a little hungry. She grabs a couple of blueberries.
Yeah. I do that with blackberries, too. Blueberries, blackberries. Love them.
I'm not a big berry guy. I do like cotton candy grapes.
I have a couple of lemon heads and red hots in my bedroom.
In the bedroom, do you?
Yeah. In my drawer, next to my little nightstand drawer.
Stop it.
And the kids know it, and they come steal my candy, but I know they stole my candy.
What would you be doing with candy in the bedroom?
Because I eat candy before I go to bed.
What?
I go lay down. We eat dinner, get the kids to bed. Then I have my candy. I have right now I have Jelly Belly jelly beans, Lemon Heads, and Red Hots in the drawer. And I get some seltzer water with a bunch of ice, and I chew the ice, and then I eat the candy. Then I go to sleep.
Oh, you are a nightmare. First of all, you chewing on ice. I've been around you when you've done that before. Oof. Your poor wife. Yeah. You gnawing on ice cubes.
Yeah, all night.
But then you just sit there and you eat candy?
All night long.
And I'm guessing you crunch the lemon heads. Like you just...
Yeah, you got to crunch them. Lemon head, Red Hots, gummy jelly bellies, jelly beans. And then, yeah, some seltzer water. Man, that is a night. Watch Love on the Spectrum. What? That is just... That is a God-sent night.
It's a great show.
My goodness, bro. I'm stuck in a vortex of Love on the Spectrum. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's a great show. By the way, Hawk, my generation's the issue. I mean, look at what this guy's doing.
Well, that's a man's thing. That is a man's thing. Sit and eat candy in bed.
Yeah, that's a man's thing.
Smoke a cigarette in bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, your generation... You probably eat your lemon heads with a fork and knife.
You got to have them cut. Oh, man. Oh, man. My foot's tingling, though. I ate a lot of candy. That foot's tingling. Yeah, foot's tingling.
No question about it.
I didn't realize huckleberries were, it was like an actual... Different berries.
I didn't know they existed.
Yeah, I thought Huckleberry was Huckleberry Finn. I mean,
yeah.
I was telling them that, but I had huckleberries as a kid. But they're not in grocery stores. It's like you got to get them on the side of the road or just some random place.
Small, tart to sweet, nutrient dense berries.
Like, would I be able to go if I went to Trader Joe's? No. You think I could get huckleberries down here?
I've never seen a huckleberry in a store.
Yeah.
Like a real store. I've seen them in like little roadside, you know, kiosk or somebody selling them out the back of their van.
Says, harvested wild. They're used in jams, pies, syrups, found often in mountainous Pacific Northwest regions.
Huckleberry.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm going to flip your chair over if I wasn't in this wheelchair.